USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced Tuesday a partnership between drug makers Johnson & Johnson and Merck to accelerate production of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine. The shot has begun to be administered after the first shipments of the vaccine were delivered early this week. The president said that with the expanded production capabilities, the timeline for there to be enough shots for all adults that want one has been accelerated.
The prior administration had contracted for not nearly enough vaccine to cover adults in America. We rectified that. About 3 weeks ago, we were able to say that we'll have enough vaccine supply for adults by the end of July. And I'm pleased to announce today, as a consequence of the stepped-up process that I've ordered and just outlined, this country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The United States has announced sanctions on senior members of the Russian government over the poisoning of Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Seven officials, including the head of Russia's Federal Security Agency, were sanctioned by the U.S. in conjunction with similar efforts from the European Union. The measures coming as the administration said they had high confidence that agents of Russian state security used a nerve agent to poison Navalny. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Tuesday sanctions are just the beginning of a series of penalties against the Russian government.
These actions today demonstrate that there will be accountability for the use of chemical weapons and actions that violate international norms and abuse human rights. The United States calls upon Russia to comply with its obligations under the Chemical Weapons Convention and to declare and destroy its chemical weapons program under international verification. We reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and to unconditionally release Mr. Navalny.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A surge of unaccompanied minors has been seen at the U.S.'s southern border in the last several weeks, with the White House on Tuesday calling for nearly 20,000 additional beds at immigration facilities on the border to handle the influx. The Department of Homeland Security estimates that more than 117,000 minors will try to cross into the U.S. this year. Representative Michael McCaul says that's the result of the mixed messaging coming from the Biden administration. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that human traffickers will take advantage of that confusion.
I'm just telling you, the green light is on now. We're open for business again. It is the worst message to be sending to the traffickers who are smuggling these kids across the border. To see a 45% spike will take us back to the Obama administration all over again. When Mayorkas, I've known him for a long time, when he says, we're not saying don't come, we're just saying don't come now. This is a terrible message, and they know. They're very smart down there. It's a business operation, and when you hear that messaging coming out of the White House, we're going to damage all the good we did the last 4 years to stop illegal immigration is going to be damaged within months.
And it was a big night in college basketball as several major conferences looked towards their conference tournaments. Number 4 Illinois took down number 2 Michigan 76-53. Number 3 Baylor wrapped up the Big 12 regular season crown by holding off number 6 West Virginia 94-89 in overtime. And number 23 Purdue got by number 25 Wisconsin 73-69. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.